Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Psalm 40. Yesterday I was telling my friends at the meeting that it takes courage to still be in Nigeria. You are courageous people, I hope you know. It takes courage to still be here under all the circumstances. But we are here thanking Him for His mercies. We thank You, Lord. We thank You. We give You all the glory. We worship You. Psalm 40, let me preach. One, let's take one and two. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me, and He did what? He heard my cry. Verse 2, at the top of a voice, all of us, let's go. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of a miry clay, and set my feet upon the rock and established NLT, all that translation that you have me in the first service. NLT message or whatever. Move from New King James. NLT, NIV. Let's read together. I wait that page, verse 2. He drew me from the desolate pit, Mary block, and set my feet upon making myself any LT. Let's go. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on the solid ground and steadied me. I don't know how many drivers are here and I've been stuck in the mud before. I was sharing with them at the first service. We had a 1-year anniversary of a church. Around that time, and the preacher came from South Africa to preach in church. And the church in Goodwill, our mother church at that time, excited. They were all here. So people brought different kind of cars and they were parked where you were seated because the church was a small building at the other side, parked. So while we were having the service, there was a very powerful rain like the one that made you come to church today, late today. Powerful. So when the service started, people started owning their ignition and pressing. From Vitalis Karima, pressing. And cars refused to move. Cars. So we will now go face one car, push the car. And when we are pushing, they are revving the car. And when they are revving the car, you know what happened? Mud all around. See, when you are stuck, people run away from you because of the mud that will be thrown at them when they help you. When you are in a mess, people that help you can be put in a mess. So they run away. When you are stuck, it is only God that can deliver you. When you are stuck, it's only God that can help you. In fact, when you are stuck, the more you rev the car, the more the tires dig a hole, and the more you go down. If you are stuck, you only need a higher hand to come and pull you out. If you are stuck, you need a caterpillar to tow your car. You don't need anybody to push. You need God to help you. There are many people here that are using physical means to solve spiritual problems. You'll be digging a hole. When it is only God that can help you, and you look at man, you stay long. Let it sink in. In fact, some of your delay are because I have Uncle na Pamsek. Uncle na director. You are stuck. Uncle is afraid of your mess. Many people are stuck in the villages. You don't want them to come and stay with you because of their mess. You are stuck. You want somebody to come and push. They know they push like that for Nigeria again. Now, only God, the person. Hello, are you here? When I was sent to Port Harcourt to serve, I knew nobody. When we were in the camp, some people tell me, I want to go and see my uncle in Shell to collect a letter to serve in Shell. So we just sat down. We don't know anywhere to go. I want to go. So we were there. We were praying. And the day of the posting came. Have you heard about Buguma Degema? Buguma Degema. Where you go on the sea for 3 hours before you get there. When the time of posting came, the people, some trust in horses, some trust in chariots. The people that had the uncles, they were Degamalized and Bugamalized. Buguma Degema. See there.
Buguma.
Your help is in the name of the Lord. May you not look at another person for help. Are we here in church? What does it mean to be stuck? To be stuck is to be cemented to a place. To be stuck is to be anchored, glued to a place. So when a person is stuck, he's stuck. If he got stuck like this, he stays like that forever. He needs an extra fox to move him from there. When a man is stuck, the man is lost without direction. A man that is stuck is a man who does not know what to do. A man that is stuck sometimes is a man that knows what to do, but does not have the capacity, the ability, and the power to do what he knows what to do. You know, it is very frustrating when you know what to do, but you don't have power to do it. A man that is stuck, his life is on hold. It's as if they have pressed the pulse button on his life. His life is on pause. A man that is stuck is caught in an evil circle. Things are moving, but it's going on. A man that is stuck is like a man going to Kaduna whose car spoiled on the way. He's between Kaduna and Abuja. You know, God help you in this time of the things where they happen. If you drive to Kaduna and your car breaks down in the middle of the road, God help you. That is the experience of many people that are stuck. When the car breaks down, you don't know who to call, what to do, whether to enter the bush, look for help, call Okada, or you don't even know what to do. When you are stuck, you are confused. You don't know what to do, where to go. But listen to me. When you are stuck, God is always there for you to call upon Him. The hand of God is mighty to remove you from anywhere that you are stuck. Listen to me attentively. The first area of life that people are stuck is in their sins.
He that covereth his sins shall not prosper.
Let's read Romans chapter 7. Let's read Romans 7. Let me read it. 14 to 25. Look for an easy to read scripture translation. Okay, let's do NLT. Romans 7, 14. So the trouble is not for the law. For it is spiritual and good. The law is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me. For I am all too human. A slave to sin. I don't really understand myself. For I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. Experience. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So, I am not the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me. That is, in my sinful nature. Nothing good lives in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right. But I can't. I am stuck. I want to do what is good. But I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong. But I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. Oh, my God. I have discovered this principle of life that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. Tell somebody, you must be born again. Oh. This will be your life.
I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power working within
that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me.
Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me
from this life that is dominated by sin and death. Verse 25, we already got verse 25. Thank God. The answer is in pause there. Sir, the answer is not in religion. Don't be deceived by anybody that's telling you that when you are stuck in sin, make sure you are doing good things. Fast. Help people. Do your birthday, motherless video. Buy akara for people. Do whatever. The answer is not there. When you are stuck in sin, you don't go doing good. Your good is sinful. Your good does not attract, it's not attractive. Your good cannot cover your sins. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confesses is the only one that has mercy. The answer to the problem of sin is in Jesus. Thank God, the answer is in Jesus. Thank God, the answer is not in you. You are stuck, sir. You are stuck, man. The problem of sin cannot be solved by you. It can only be solved by Christ. If you could have solved it, you would have had this. If you could have solved it, you would have done your New Year resolution. Can you remember it? You have even forgotten it. The answer to being stuck in sin, that answer can only be found in Christ. If you have not given your life to Christ, you don't have power over sin. You don't have answer for sin. You can live your life morally right. It is still stinking before God. Thanks be to God. The answer is in Christ. I pray for everyone here. Under the yoke and the burden of sin, you have promised your mother, promised your father, promised people, but you are still caught in it. Let that yoke be broken over your life. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand down. You know, now we call sin weakness. So when people preach about sin, it looks somehow. Sin now weak. They know it's my weakness. Let people tell you the truth. That thing where you they call weakness, not sin. Unrighteousness, transgression, iniquity, not sin. That's what Oyibo man calls stuck in the rock, in the rot. That means you are caught up in negative routine. There are many people that are caught up in negative routine. So you can be stuck in your sin. You can be stuck in the rot. And being stuck in the rot is being caught in negative routine. Some people, the only thing that can deliver you is if you take your phone away from you. I was ministering to a young lady who was caught in pornography. And I was just trying to encourage her, talk to her about how we are going to solve it. And then, Pastor, the beginning of solving this thing can only be done if I don't have my phone. Stuck to pornography. There are people here, that same phone that they are using to read Bible. When you call Psalm 92, when they press the thing on like this, the thing where they go see, it goes swallow Psalm 92 up. Wow. Give me your phone. Some are caught in gambling. Some are caught in alcohol. Pastor, after all, Paul said, Timothy, take a little. That illness that Timothy had, for you that caught it, may it come upon you then? He said no. No. You don't want the illness of Timothy, but you want the wine of Timothy. Pastor, make you no cause also. Stuck. What you don't want me to do, don't do it. Where you don't want to catch your pastor, don't be caught there. We are all children of God. Stuck in betting. Some, anything in skirt that pass. Some, caught in, what do we call it? Okay. I came out today. No man talk, say, I find today. Even I say something didn't wrong, go. You are caught in yourself, worship of yourself, that you want to turn eyes. Sexy lady. I keep telling you, when they call you sexy, you are on your way to hell. Let them call you godly lady. The sexy lady. Say, hello. The sexiest person in the world. See this body. How can one man, only one man, enjoy this body? You are stuck. You are stuck. You pass. You have to turn. People have to turn. You are stuck. You are dressing to kill. You will die first, not first. Are you here? Many people are stuck in things that do not matter. That is a rot that you must be delivered from. And the answer can only be found in Jesus. In fact, some people are here in church today because of a babe. The babe brought you. Jesus will save you. Including the man saying amen. Pastor, don't come again. Are we here? Stuck. Stuck in being right. Stuck in bitterness. Stuck in frustration. Stuck in being ahead. Stuck in showing off. May the Lord deliver us from all these ephemeral things that does not make a difference. It is a rot. It is a rot. Stuck in habit. You know me. Me, I grew up in the north. Me, I'm from Ghana. I'm from Ghana. In Ghana, we don't behave like you people in Nigeria. The way it is, we will say it. We will say it. Say it. You will go to prison. Many have said things because they said they are blunt and they are in trouble. Being blunt does not give you, does not say you lack wisdom. Now, nobody wants to say anything around you again. You are stuck in your mouth. I don't know how to say that one. Stuck. Are we here in church? Stretch your hand here. Any habit that you are battling with, that you are stuck in, may the Lord arise and deliver you today. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord arise and deliver you today. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you seeing, church? Let me jump the ones I took in the first service and move here now. See, we can be stuck in unproductivity. I pray God helps me before this year runs out. I'm coming to preach about Jakpa. That is the title of a message, Jakpa. There are many of you that are lazy here. You know, you go to work twice in a month. You want to Jakpa. I pray amen to your prayers. You will walk. You will understand what they call walk. Chibi, you are running now. My mate, I've been paid £2,000 there. You are multiplying the income in pounds and you are spending the money in Nigeria. In Naira. You are forgotten you will spend the money in pounds there, but they wait for you. Jakpa. You just go to class 30 minutes, you do. You give them notes and say, go and write it. You go to the staff room, you sit down, you cross your leg. We are praying for you. You will jakpa and you will walk. When we call you, you will not be able to pick your phone. You can't be a lazy man in Nigeria and make it in abroad. Anyone working hard here, we are praying for you. You will go. You will make it anyhow. Even come, rain, small cloud today. You came to church late. If you are in Jakpa country, can you come to church the time you came today? You are come. You go to office late. You go to church late. Your in-laws house late. You go everywhere late. Even when you want to go to toilet, you go late. But you want to Jakpa. Jakpa. Many people are stuck in unproductivity. If we are paid by per second in Nigeria, many people will be extremely poor. You know, I look at businessmen and I commend them. You know why? I don't like anybody blaming any businessman in Nigeria. And Dangote, it was just, I don't like hearing it. If it's possible, go and do it. You do business in Nigeria. I've shared with you before, my wife's friend, my almost the closest friend to my wife, had a pharmacy shop, a chemist shop. They work in the same office, got the work, and put somebody in the chemist shop. 3 months into that, they started discovering that the sales were not going up. People know they come by. People know they come by. They say, madam, market no good. Market no good. Then one day, a lady walked into the woman's house and said, mama, this thing, show me
the dosage for the drugs. Yeah, how can you go and buy the drug somewhere and come and tell me to show you the dosage? The dose? No, I must. Yeah, I bought it in your shop. Now I even bought this. I bought this 3 days ago. You mean you bought it? He said yes. They went to the shop to see the lady that said no thing was selling. You know what he was doing? He was selling and buying and replacing. You now see a Nigerian businessman, you say, we don't know what you have to do. To do business in this country. To do business in this country. And many of them are sitting there looking at me righteously. They have brought people's business down. There are many people in this church. They have looked for job for them. They have brought shame on the people that look for job for them. And now nobody wants to help anybody again. Somebody walked to me and said, Pastor, I've tried my best. Just because I love you, I'm not going to introduce anybody in this church to my place of work again. Church members, even the pastor, they are looking at me now, how to dupe me. Live story. Somebody came to work in my house, bought something for me, bought it for $2,500. A friend came, looked at it, and said he wants it. And I said, let me call the person to help. He said, no, I will go to the market. The person went to the market, got it for $2,000. And when he was in the pastor, now because of you, I do amo. Not because of you, pastor. Now because of you, it is 4-5. Now because of you, it is 4-5. Church member. They are laughing at me. I will not tell you stories of when we are building this church. The Muslims' own were cheaper than the Christians. Every time. We are online. Let's not wash our dirty linen in public. Many people are stuck in unproductivity because of their heart. Their hands are coarse. Their hands are leprous. Their hands cannot do well. You have church members buying things and adding money to it and retiring it. Therefore, they are stuck in poverty forever. The sweat of church members, you are making gain out of it. I tell people, I wish, you know those days, but Vitalis can be, I say all those things that, see, if you are doing business, you want to sell to church, you must make profit. We have no problem with that. You must make your profit. If you don't want to make profit, tell us, I'm not making profit. And don't make it. Don't say, I am making profit. We give you advantage. We don't call another person to bid with you. You are the only one bidding. You are saying it's the best price, and it is higher than the unbeliever's own. Your hand shall never prosper if you do that. Don't say we are buying shoe for church members. You tell everybody the shoe is 2,000. And then you carry back and say, ah, now my God, not 2,000. And they go to the market and discover you bought it for 3,500. You will chop that money, by your stomach. Those are self-imposed curses that children of God have brought upon themselves. Say it as it is. If they will give you, they will give you. You want to make money? Make the money. It is your right to be profitable. Do you understand? But don't be fraudulent. My dear, my covenant friend, you know him very well, Pastor Tosin. A man was sick. They have prayed, they have fasted. They have called men of God to pray. So he was at home when they called him. He was praying. I said, God, you know I always pray to you that a case that has been settled is that the case they should call me for. My name should not be added to other pastors and say 9 pastors came and nothing happened. Why? He was going to the house and he got to the door. He saw a cage with a man in the cage. The Lord opened his eyes and saw a cage with a man in the cage. And the man told him, my son Tosin, my curse is on this man. Don't pray for him or you will be joined in his curse. So he entered and look at the man and ask the man, which pastor did you hurt and he caused you? You know, God said, I am against him because of what he did against my child.
So he asked, which pastor? The man died the day after. There was no redemption for him. Treat spiritual things with wisdom. All what I'm telling you now is not in my notes. I don't know where I got here. It's for deliverance for some people that are stuck. If your pastor is against you, you can appeal to God. If God is against you, you are finished and you are on your way to hell. Are we seeing church? Are we seeing church? Many are stuck. Lift your two hands up and let's pray. Every curse upon your hands, every affliction upon your hands, every evil and wickedness upon your hands, let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Can I hear amen? Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. Let the blood of Jesus wash them away. In the name of Jesus. How do you know a man that is stuck in unproductivity? He's no longer needed everywhere he goes to and is laid off. He's eliminated without any loss to the organization. Unemployment, underemployment, lack of profit in business. When he makes an investment, it's a wrong investment. Always. He is always attracted to MMM kind of business. You know MMM kind of business? The one that they say, do it today. 3 days time, 40%. No central bank, combination of all of them in the world, will give you 1% per day. You do 3 days, 40%. It is the desire of the unproductive. The desire that wants you to have what you don't work for immediately. That is the problem of all. Our problem in Nigeria now. The person has low patronage of customers, unproductive, works out the gather little, has nothing to show for their hard work. They are not rewarded commensurate with their labor. They fail in the academics, they fail in professional exam. It looks as if they have spiritual holes in their hands. Anything they harvest is wasted. Their salary does not last. They earn much, but they have nothing. A man came to give us a lecture about personal finance. And he shared with us a man in his office that at that time earned, he was in an international company, at that time earned like $6,000 per month after tax. And by the 15th of the month, the person is in debt, borrowing from everybody in the office. That is a curse on hand. I pray for you. You know, many of us, when you receive your salary, that's when something happened to your father. Something happened to your auntie. Something happened somewhere. Something happened to your children. Lift your hands, I pray. Any curse upon the work of your hands, let the blood of Jesus take away that curse. In the name of Jesus. Say with me, say, Father, arise. Say in your anger, by your prayer, take away whatever is troubling my hands, whatever is not making my hands to profit. Oh Lord, arise by your blood. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise and take them away. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have your seat, stretch forth your hand to me. You see, when we are stuck in unproductive, most of the time, our lands are barren. I pray for you. Anyone walking on a barren land, let that barren land become a fruitful land. In the name of Jesus, by your hands lifted, every barren land you are walking, let them be turned to fruitful ground. Let them be turned to fruitful ground. Let them be turned to fruitful ground. In the name of Jesus, any curse upon your land, any evil dedication upon your land, every bloodshed upon your land, they are washed away by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I can share with you two people in this church that bought lands in areas that almost put them in trouble. Some lands are cursed. When you establish a business, it drains all of them. I was talking to my brother yesterday, one of my brothers, and he showed me a house he once stayed and was telling me, this man came with a Mercedes Benz ML300 and Camry. He left with his leg from this house. This one did this. He did this. This one did this. He was showing me different calamity in a house, a location. I pray for you. Any location you are, there is calamitous. You are an exemption in that location. Every barren land, let them become fruitful for you. In the name of Jesus. 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 I pray for you, man. Whatever evil is attached to your name, you are delivered from that evil attachment. In the name of Jesus. In those days, I remember sharing what a pastor shared with me about friends staying in a house. I'm going to preach this in 3 weeks' time on a Wednesday. Friends staying in a house. Everybody will come with cars and pack out with nothing. 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 One day, he started praying. He went to that pastor's church. That person gets, and we're praying. They were praying. And pastor said, what is the common thing in that house that all of you use? What is the common thing? They were thinking. Pray. One day they were praying, the Lord opened their eyes and they saw the well in the house. So the pastor went with him to the well and pray. Mandakariagada. Pray, oh Lord, reveal. Oh Lord, reveal. Oh Lord, reveal. Oh Lord, reveal. And they cast, whatever, I don't know what they call it in English. You know, say, English, you know, they get well. So that's the way they throw inside, you know, get English name. Well pump. Well bucket. Okay, bucket and well. You see, it is wrong for you to call Ekpo palm oil. It is Ekpo. Englishman cannot name what they don't have, for we that own it. It is colonial mentality. You put the buka. Don't give me well bucket. Now buga. You understand buga? Spoke in tongues and dropped the buga. When they brought the buga out, there was a tortoise. Tortoise attached to the buga. They brought the tortoise out. There was names of all the tenants since the house started attached to the tortoise in the water. They came rich. They all left empty. You came to Abuja full. You are not permitted to leave this land empty. Lift your two hands up. I pray for you. Your hands shall not be empty. 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 The grace of the Lord comes upon your hands. Every wickedness upon your hands are destroyed. In the name of Jesus. Wherever you are stuck, the Lord releases you. You are released from this stuff. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. There's an excuse I give also. You know, the economy is not good. No, the economy is not good. Listen. Whenever there is famine, God is changing wealth from the hand of a set of people to another. Economy is not good. Economy is not good. People are building every day. People are changing cars. May you not be the one who is saying the economy is not good. Do you know how much all these people jackpine? Do you know how much they pay for school fees? Some go with 3 children. Some go with 4 children. Do you know how much they put in the account? Let nobody deceive you. People are still making it in this economy. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying making it wrongly. Making it rightly. The land is not barren. But I pray for you, anyone walking on a barren land, let there be a deliverance for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift your right hand up. Your two hands. If your hands are polluted, let your hands be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. If your hands are chained, let them be cut and sundered by fire. In the name of Jesus. If your hands are withered, if they wither, they mean they are unproductive, they are unprofitable. Every withered hand, let them be restored back now. Let them be restored back now. Jesus went to the synagogue and he told that woman, he said, stretch forth your hand. She stretched forth her hand and the withered hands were made whole. Because you have lifted your hands to the Lord now. Whatever is against your hands, they are restored back now. In the name of Jesus. If your hands are weak, that you catch and drop, that you have abortive effort, today may the Lord arise and strengthen your hands. If your hands are chained and you have chronic joblessness, non-achievement,
labor without profit. Today, let that chain be broken out of your hands. In the name of Jesus, if your hands are leprous, like that of Jeroboam, if your hands are leprous, without any helper, if your hands are leprous, you are neck deep in debt, you are hand deep in debt, let the yoke of debt be broken over your destiny. In the name of Jesus, everything you invest in, you, there shall be no losses for you. Say amen, let me hear you. Say amen, let me hear you. There shall be no more losses for you. In every investment, there shall be no more losses for you. There shall be no more losses for you. In the name of Jesus, if your hands have been amputated for abandoned project, for repeated failures, today you are delivered. Your hands are made whole. If your hands are leaking for losses, for gathering to scatter, today that leakage is blocked. By the blood of Jesus, that leakage is blocked. Every bewitched hand, manipulated by darkness, manipulated by witchcraft, anything it touches never prosper. Today, let there be a restoration for those hands. Those hands are healed. Those hands are healed. Those hands are healed. In the name of Jesus, if your hands are cursed for continuous failure, never to do well, sowing and never reaping, never holding any major blessing, those cursed hands are blessed now. Your hands are blessed now. Your hands are blessed now. Every misfortune, any ill luck, every disfavor upon your hands, let them be terminated by fire. Your hands shall not be empty. I pray for you, if your heavens have been shut, let the Lord arise in mercy and open your heavens. Your heavens are open. Your heavens are open. Can I hear your amen? Your heavens are open. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. Your hands can be blessed. Your land can be fruitful. Your heavens can be open. If your mind is unproductive, you will not do anything. Every confusion in your mind, any evil thought that has made you stagnant, let the blood of Jesus take away those evil thoughts. Every thinking pattern, every belief system that is keeping you in poverty, let them be destroyed by fire. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray the last sentence of prayer. Say, spirit of poverty. I can't hear. Say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my dignity. You have robbed me of my self-esteem. The Lord rebuke you. Say that again. Let me say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my dignity. The Lord rebuke you. Are you ready? I'll be saying it. You'll be mentioning the Lord. You will repeat it and say, the Lord rebuke you. Let's go to God. Say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my dignity. And let's go. The Lord. Say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my self-esteem. Say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my destiny. Let's go. Spirit of poverty. You have brought shame upon me. Let's go. Say, spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my confidence. Let's go. Spirit of poverty. You have robbed me of my labor. The Lord, spirit of poverty, you have robbed me of my profit. The Lord, spirit of poverty, you have robbed me of my customers. The Lord, spirit of poverty, you have robbed me of my promotion. Say, spirit of poverty, you have robbed me of my productivity. Say, spirit of poverty, you have brought me suffering. The Lord, say, spirit of poverty, you have brought me sorrow. Spirit of poverty, you have brought me reproach. Spirit of poverty, you have brought me setbacks. The Lord, say, spirit of poverty, you have made me a stigma. I pray for every lack, every destitution, every deficiency, every want, every shortage, every inadequacy, being broke, every scarcity, every starvation, let them be destroying your life and destiny. In the name of Jesus, from today, financial distress, financial debt, financial embarrassment, financial struggles, financial frustration, financial humiliation, financial reproach, being stuck financially, shall no longer be associated with you. They shall no longer be associated with you. You are unstuck now. 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 The help of the Lord is your portion. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We glorify your name. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Stretch forth your hands here. Your hands are blessed. I have blessed those hands. Whoever curses those hands, let those curses come upon them themselves. In the name of Jesus. Say, whosoever blesses you is blessed. Whosoever curses you. Whoever arises against the work of your hand, let the Lord arise against them. In the name of Jesus. You will not be your own enemy, sir. Your choices will not put you in trouble, sir. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord with mercy answer you. May the Lord pull you out of beanstalk. From every rust, from every beanstalk, from every stagnance, from every limitation. The Lord pulls you out. From every detainment, the Lord pulls you out. The Lord comes through for you powerfully. In the name of Jesus, you are no longer stuck. You are moving forward by force. Great things are happening to you. Fresh are your experiences. Lord, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.